Duke Energy officials are using a joint information center in Charlotte to keep an eye on any troubles in the Carolinas and Florida. Here's Duke Energy spokesman Tim Pettit late last week.
So right now, our meteorologists are working with the National Hurricane Center, and they're closely tracking that storm. We're looking to get our resources ready, everything from the line technicians to support personnel, to make sure that we're in a position to respond, whether that's just outages in Florida or whether it's outages both in the Carolinas and Florida.
Last year, rain and flooding were the biggest concerns from Hurricane Matthew in eastern North Carolina. This time around, it's likely to be wind, says Pettit.
No doubt we're going to see windy conditions across a large part of our service territory. And with those windy conditions certainly comes the potential to bring down limbs and trees and thus create power outages for us.
Many are comparing Irma to major hurricanes of the past. Pettit remembers Hurricane Hugo, which cut a swath of damage across the Carolinas in 1989.
When that happened, we had 700,000 outages here. And that was when we were just Duke Power. So, you know, we served kind of the Piedmont of North and South Carolina. Certainly today, we serve all of North Carolina since we have merged with Progress Energy and became Duke Energy.
As a bigger company, Duke now has 190,000 miles of power lines in the Carolinas. But Pettit says Duke also has more line crews. If needed, he says, crews can be relocated to hardest-hit areas. Duke also works with other utilities to provide mutual assistance after big storms. The picture may be better after major storms in the future, says Pettit. Back in April, the company announced a $13 billion plan to modernize the power grid over the next decade. That will include burying some lines and using technology to reroute power around outages. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.